Frostbitten by Kelly Armstrong. Narrated by Jen Taylor.
To Jeff, who still believes I can, even on the days when I'm not so sure. Prologue. As Tom watched the moonlight reflect off the ice-covered lake, he had a reflection of his own. The world really needed more snow. Sure, people paid lip service to the threat of global warming, tisking and tutting and pointing at the glaciers receding right over in Kenai Fjords. But in their hearts, they weren't convinced that a warmer climate was such a bad thing, especially at this time of year, late March, with harsh months of Alaskan winter behind them and weeks more to go. But Tom liked snow. God's Ajax, he called it. Divine cleansing powder. When spring thaw came, this lake and field would be one big swamp, nothing but mud and mosquitoes and the decaying corpses of every beast that hadn't survived the winter. For these few months, though, it was as pristine a wilderness as any poet might imagine. A field of unbroken white glittered under a half moon. The air was so crisp it was like sucking breath mints, and the night so silent Tom could hear mice tunneling under the drifts and the howling of wolves 10 miles off. Tom liked wolves even more than he liked snow. Beautiful, proud creatures. Perfect hunters, gliding through the night, silent as ghosts. The first animal he'd ever trapped had been a wolf cub. He still remembered it. Lying in a halo of blood on the newly fallen snow, lips drawn back in a final snarl of defiance, its leg